Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
The tongue is a world of iniquity. It's the fire of it actually pulls its heat from hell itself. Sometimes if you just leave it alone, it will die. I believe I'm in the book. And we need the wisdom of God. If you want your emotions to die down, you got to stop talking about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't confront issues, but unforgiveness is trying to rule. The slave of unforgiveness is trying to rule over the prince.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Demonic Network of Unforgiveness. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 19, verses 10 through 13.
So let's see if we look at the scriptures together, what we will find about unforgiveness. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 10. It should be on the screen. Let's read it. I'll read it in your hearing. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory and to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew in the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant drip, 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 dripping. Dripping, dripping, dripping. Don't stop dripping, dripping, dripping. If y'all say amen, I'll stop dripping. I didn't say it. Solomon did. Oh, my God. From the series Exposing the Spirit of Fraud, I'm going to deal with a message today entitled Part 1 and 2. I'm going to deal with the demonic network of unforgiveness. The network of unforgiveness. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reader and the hearer, even the doer of his word. Father, thank you for your word. And I pray that as I teach this morning, I pray that you would unfurl the communication ability in the network of unforgiveness. I come against every demon that has been assigned to disrupt your plan for our people, using unforgiveness as a tool. And I thank you for at least hope, Father, that we can step into a place of peace. Anoint me afresh. Anoint the hearer's ear to hear, the mind of the hearer to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain your word. We will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was coming up, there was a sitcom or some type of series that came on. I'm not sure what they called it, but it was called Welcome Back, Carter. So I'll say to you all, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to Truth Revealed. Welcome back home safely. You were missed while you were away. I know you have to go sometime, but bring your behind home. And then sit your behind down and let God cover you. You got a real one. You got a real pastor. I don't preach for applause. I say what I need to say by the Spirit, and I believe that God is going to use this message to help us move into higher heights and deeper depths in Him. all of us need to go to the land of forgiveness. We need to move or get out of the way. In Proverbs 19, how do we find unforgiveness here? The scripture says it's not fitting for a fool. I believe unforgiveness is foolishness. So let's say it's not fitting for foolishness or unforgiveness to live in luxury. I would encourage most of you, please, that coddle unforgiveness and give it a spot in the penthouse. The penthouse of your soul. It has been able to climb to the 9th, 10th floor and relax. We must kick unforgiveness out of the spot of luxury in our hearts, where it receives service. It receives a 7-course meal. It receives comforts and scents. It receives pampering, pedicure and manicure, the manicure of unforgiveness, pampering it, making it feel very comfortable, so comfortable it never wants to leave. Like Hotel California, you can check out anytime you like, but you can't ever leave. And many people are pampering unforgiveness and making it live in the highest level, luxurious spot in their hearts. But it's not fitting for unforgiveness to live in luxury. It's even worse for a slave to it. A slave to of unforgiveness, or the unforgiveness is a slave. It is not fitting for them to rule over princes or rule over your potential. Somebody's got to submit. Unforgiveness will try to rule over the fact that God has made you royalty. For you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a special people, a royal people, a chosen one, to show forth the virtues who've called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is unfitting for a pauper or a foolish person, a slave, to have rule over princes or princesses. You need to see that the slave of unforgiveness with its shackles should not be dictating how you function and flow in life. It will actually make you think you have the power, but in actually it causes you to submit to it, and it wants you to drag the chain of unforgiveness. Verse 11, a man's wisdom gives him patience. A lot of times in ministry, when we want to move or when we want to challenge something and somebody has wisdom, wisdom makes you walk in patience. You can't say you're wise and just function and respond to everything you see. Let me say that again. You cannot declare wisdom is your friend and you're reacting to everything that happens to you. Wisdom comes with patience, and patience comes with wisdom. And sometimes you have to wait on something before you move. Let me say it, most of the time, you have to wait on it before you move. We're living in a time now where everything is high speed, 5G. My cell phone has more in it than the technology that was used in the 60s to send off a rocket to the moon. There's more technology in your cell phone than what they used to send a rocket up. This is why, if you notice, rockets are going up in Brevard County almost every week. That means satellites are going up. The ability to communicate around the world is increasing by leaps and bounds. You're stuck to what actually is happening, but there are people in the room that know why it's happening and how it's happening.
and what's coming after it. So in Brevard County, listen to me, it is a wildlife refuge. But it's also a place of technology and a lot of wealth. And we should be able to tap into that as a people. Can I get an amen? Amen. We should be able to tap into not the wildlife. Man, I don't know if Noah actually, his ark landed in Brevard. And all of the animals got off here. Because it's a wild, like, wow, let me say that, wow, the wild is up in here. People are losing their mind. Young people are losing their mind. Young people are doing things that they know they shouldn't do. Very, very tough when it comes to doing what you want, but very sensitive when it comes to you, when it comes back, when it comes back, when you got to deal with what you do. Can church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm the kind of person that if I do something, I'm willing to take the aftermath. I'm willing to take what comes with it. So I got a big mouth, right? So because I have a big mouth and I got a microphone, I'm willing to preach it. I got to also be willing to take the critiques. And I do more than you could ever realize. I listen to people get offended and get hurt by what I say. But they can't handle it. The most ones that want to talk that way can't handle it when I got to tell them what they need to hear. This is a wildlife refuge. But God wants you to start thinking about, come out of the swamp and start looking at the technology. The distance between, it's a man doing it now. This is not just angels. Human beings are sending up rockets, not angels. So in Brevard, we should see more of people going for the stars. Not constellations, but the stars. Aim for the stars. Maybe you'll land on the mountaintop. And a man's wisdom gives him patience. And your wisdom should give you patience. So slow it down. Be slow to speak. Be quick to hear. I'm in the Bible now. And be slow to get angry. And with wisdom comes that ability to manage it all. Sometimes we will add fuel on things if we talk about it too much. So be slow to speak, because the tongue is a world of iniquity. I'm in the Bible now, James chapter 3. The tongue is a world of iniquity. It's the fire of it actually pulls its heat from hell itself. Sometimes if you just leave it alone, it will die. I believe I'm in the book. And we need the wisdom of God. If you want your emotions to die down, you got to stop talking about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't confront issues. But unforgiveness is trying to rule. The slave of unforgiveness is trying to rule over the prince. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is his glory. It is his glory to overlook an offense. I believe Jesus said offenses will come. But the glory is in when you have the offense and somebody says, I'm going to give you a pass on that. To overlook it and not say, I need payback for everything that ever happened to me. Nobody can live that way. Listen to me. No one can live that way. No one. If you're offended in this room today, listen to me. Eventually, you're going to be the offender. And you're going to want somebody to release you. I've been on both sides. I've been the offended and I've been the offender. When I was 13, I made a statement, but I was young and ignorant. I looked at a little child and the child reminded me of an animal, but I spoke it. I said it out of my mouth. I wasn't trying to be mean, but I was ignorant. And the mother of the child heard me. But honestly, it looked like that that animal with that banana in his mouth, and it, the way it was, it looked like it. But I said it. I shouldn't have said it. What did I say? I was a child, right? What does the Bible say about children? When I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child. But when I became a man, I did what? I offended that mother. I can understand that. I didn't have children at the time. I just looked at it. And I was the kind of person, I didn't talk a lot, but if I saw something, it may come out of my mouth. Wow, that looked like the, oh. She hurt me, and she started seething. 8 years ago, she reminded me of that. I've had my own children. I've gone through hell and high water. I've handled 1,000 kids. It never made up for what I said when I was 13. She wouldn't come to my church. If she saw me, she'll turn and walk the other way, because I did say it. And I regret it 1,000 times. I wish I can take it back, but I can't. I didn't say it and keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it. And I said it once. And 10 years ago, 8 years ago, she still reminded me of that. I got on my knee and asked her to forgive me. 8 years ago. I said, I didn't mean that. I was a child. What can I do to make it better? The child wanted to come to this church. The child moved to Atlanta and did some stuff that she shouldn't do. And wanted to come to this church. But the mother was so mad. You can't go there. Now she's blocking the destiny. The girl don't even remember what I said. And I'm a different person now, because when I was a child, I acted as a child. But I grew up like many of you. If we pulled a sheet back on what you did when you were a child or when you were ignorant, what would we see? Right now, go ahead and judge me. Give me the proverbial 9.2, because I stand before you. But what if we can look at what's going on in your life, the ones that judge? What if we could see everything that you do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? What if somebody can check your phone records? What if somebody can see the conversations that you have? What if somebody can see what you do from day and night, night and day, day after day, year after year? What would they find when they look at you? Do you really believe you're that righteous? Or do all of us need to get on our knee and say, God, forgive me, have mercy? Amen. You'd be surprised how many of us choke out others because they don't know God has given us the privilege of privacy. Yes. Oh, my God. I get judged every week. I understand that. I don't want to add to it. And finally, we were able to put that under our feet and move in a positive direction. But 50-some years were wasted because of this thing called unforgiveness. How many years is wasted in your life? Because we just can't seem to forgive. A man's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like the dew on the grass. One of the things, this demonic network of unforgiveness, what it does is it turns green grass brown because it doesn't allow the dew of the morning to rest freshly on your heart. And this is why we have to be very, very careful with unforgiveness. There's a lot of rage and a lot of roaring
as lions. A lot of barking, but the bite isn't vicious. Grass don't get any dew. There's no nutrients going to the blades. It's choked out under the soil. Because roars don't bring life. Only forgiveness does. This is why the Father's love is so important, because the Father loves us, so he forgives us, so he doesn't have to kill us. Let me say it again. The Father loves us, so he forgives us, so he doesn't have to kill us. He is so righteous that every time we make a mistake, he would have to judge it, because for every sin there must be a sacrifice. Not just their sins. Every time we sin, there must be a sacrifice paid for it. And the sacrifice he requires is not your fruit basket or your duty on a Sunday. He requires the best of your flesh. And the best of your flesh is blood. Oh my God. Every sin requires blood. So Father's so righteous, and he loves us so much, he sent his son Jesus and killed him so he doesn't have to kill us. And Jesus took on all of our faults and nailed them on the cross so the Father can look at us through Jesus. He doesn't see our sins anymore. When we repent, you know what he see? The blood that came from his son. And it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day, and it will never lose its power, for it's reaching to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It is the blood that gives me strength from day to day, and it will never lose its efficacious power to wash me whiter than snow. What can wash away my failures? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not how much money I pay, not how many times I come to church. It is the blood of Jesus that washes me. It is the blood of Jesus that recovers me. Not my own value, not what I can do, not my power, not black power or white power or Republican power, Democratic power. It is not your money power. It is the blood of Jesus. That red blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. Glory to God. Drained for each and every one of us. That breaks the network, the deceptive network of unforgiveness. A foolish son is his father's ruin. We are sons of God. And when we're foolish, we ruin the plans of God. And a quarrelsome bride, a quarrelsome church, always contentious, always saying the message about them, but never about us. The bride, when she is quarrelsome, is like a constant drip. And when you drip, you leak. And when you leak, it's an indicator that you have an issue.
Oh, my God. And the issue carries trails. And the demons can track trails. And the longer your issue lingers, the wider your trail. The easier it is for the enemy to find you. So move to your new city and get with a new relationship, but you'll see the same indicators. Oh my God. We must heal. Touch your neighbor and say it's time to heal. And the ones he healed will come back to worship. And the ones he saved will come back to worship. And the ones he delivered will come back to worship. The reason why we can't worship is because unforgiveness has locked us down and tells us, don't lift your hands, don't raise your head. You can't do it in the house of God. You're not worthy. But if I could, oh my God, if I can preach somebody out of hell, I'll preach it out of hell. I'll preach hell out of you. I need to tell hell where to go. Hell needs to go to hell. Don't tell me to go to hell. The hell in you needs to go to hell. But I never came to a church with a man talk like that. I know that's why you got that stuff in your heart. But God is reaching deep into the heart. God is purging us from unforgiveness. Come on, shout, purge me with hyssop. Oh my God. I need the kind of soap that simmers. I need peroxide in my heart.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Demonic Network of Unforgiveness, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthrevealed.org. Registration is open for Six-Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.
Precious promise, oh what a gift of love. An angel tells a virgin that she's gonna have a son. And though it's a precious promise, she wonders how can this be. What will the people say, and what if Joseph can't believe? And her questions and her fears are met with an overwhelming joy that God has chosen her. Oh, what a precious promise. Mary waits as heaven comes to her.